What's up, family? I am reading number two for Free Friday Reads. And I'm not gonna talk too much. Let me just get started. Let's find out what's going on. I don't know what's up with my phone, my coloring. My coloring in my phone is just shot. I don't know what the hell. I'm orange today. Right, let's get into it. I'm not taking that. Gotta do with it. Synchronicities on divine time, flow state, and meaningful coincidences. Okay, so it seems as if somebody needs to be paying to attention to the synchronicities that are around them simply because somebody has someone that trying to communicate, whether it is your archangels, your ancestors, or your spirit guides, God itself. Awareness in the third eye. Somebody's third eye is blocked. Somebody is not realizing and aware are aware of what's going on around them because they're blocking out their third eye activation. Wow. Meanwhile, and then energy healing. This is what the, yeah. So energy healing in reverse as well. So what I'm seeing here is somebody's been trying to communicate with you telepathically, whether it is another person, whether it is a spirit, whether it is your archangels, your ancestors, or whoever not. They've been trying to communicate with you, but they can't seem to get through to you. You haven't been paying close attention to your sign of synchronicities. Your third eye is completely closed at this time, so you're missing out on the energy healing that you are needing. All right, let's find out what else we got going on here. Get the tarot out. So somebody needs to open up their third eye. You're missing out on a lot of messages that is being telepathically sent to you. How do you learn how to get mental back in order? Your third eye opening. Listening to music, going out in nature. You also can meditate. That helps a lot as well. You have the Six of Swords, which is in reverse here. There might be some resentment or some abuse or something that's going on, and maybe that's why your third eye is closed. Look at these swords she got on her. Could be dealing with an Aquarius or something in that nature. Somebody's trying to keep you grounded, and you're not grounding. You're not grounding. And time is of an essence here. We have the Four of Swords as somebody that is trying to avoid a situation. Possessive, you know, that's messed up. You're trying to avoid a you're trying to avoid a situation. You're trying to avoid spirit talking to you or whoever is telepathically trying to connect to you. Why are you trying to avoid? I'm sorry, y'all. I cannot. Okay, I cannot right now get off of the way this card looks. So I'm gonna turn it right side up. Hopefully, y'all can see it. But you see this lady going into this here. This might be somebody that's being ready to die or is being called upon the Lord. Most High God is calling them. Okay, but somehow somebody's trying to keep them anchored. Time is running out, and all of these swords around her. It's time for the truth to be had. This is what's missing. Somebody's not opening up to the truth. They don't want to see the truth. They're turning a blind eye towards the truth. Okay? They don't want to use their intuition. They don't want to open up and pay attention to the synchronicities that are going on around you. Somebody or some spirit is trying to communicate with them, and they're not communicating. They're not letting you open your heart to. That's not happening. All right, and then we have the Seven of. Can y'all see it? I know my lighting is horrible today. This is the Seven of Wands, Seven of Swords. Somebody who may be a Leo, but they also could possibly be somebody that is working on self-protection, and that's what's stopping them. This is the problem. This is why they're not having their third eye open. They're too busy protecting themselves from whatever the heck is going on. I'm telling you, I just got Pisces here. I got Pisces, I got Libra, I got Leo. So there seems to be some sort of blockages from your third eye. You're not seeing the synchronicities. Spirit or the archangels or your ancestors are trying to connect with you. Three signs of synchronicity, but your third eye is blocked. And it's blocked because you are trying to protect yourself. You're not really trying to, be out there too much. You're protecting your energy. And your protection is too strong right now because you're not letting in what needs to come in. Let me see. You said what? Oh, okay. Not letting in what needs to come in. Open your eyes. Pay attention to the synchronicity. Pay attention to your dreams. Then you can get the answers in which you seek. It seems as if you're protecting yourself. Spirit is trying to talk to you about something. You're trying to do something. Being anchored here. Time is running out. Control. See, this is it. Something about control or controlling your home. Somebody's trying to control something, possibly in your home or control a home, household. Okay, I got Scorpio here. I know you guys can't see it. Scorpio is about creating. They're emotional. They're intuitive. And somebody who's born between October 23rd and November 21st. Scorpio is trying to control something. Scorpio is trying to control someone's home. Trying to keep someone confined in a home. Trying to stay confined in a home. What? Talk to me about the Scorpio. No, somebody's in the hospital. And again, the time card came out. Somebody's in the hospital. Or going to the hospital. Remember I was talking to you guys about time running out? Time is running out, possibly for the Scorpio who has been blocking somebody or have been blocking the synchronicities. Time is running out. Saturn, time, somebody's in the hospital or going to the hospital, wants to go home. Something about gold and orange. Okay, the colors gold and orange, or the beautiful colors. It's about career. We also have a Libra here. Okay, and Libras are all about believing. They believe what they believe. Okay. Loyal, they are. They are also sarcastic. They're sarcastic. I don't know what I was getting ready to say. They're sarcastic and they're nasty, freaky, freaky, freaky. Okay? Look, they're all about themselves. They got the Sun card. Why I have a good taste for cheese? Grilled cheese sandwich all of a sudden. See, this is why I'm a Taurus. I'm always thinking about food. Something about a brother. Okay. Give me something else because I'm not pulling in any. I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling a love. Because I'm not getting anything. Somebody's blocking the time is up for somebody. Somebody could be going to the hospital or already in the hospital. Okay. They could be working with somebody that is a Libra or a Scorpio. Somebody is going home. their time is running out. Oh, shit. Somebody's going home and their time is running out. You know what home is. Boom. Those golden pearl gates, baby. And that's what I'm seeing here. Somebody is going home and time is running out. Okay? They was only focused on themselves. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So somebody might be in the hospital. Could be working with a Libra or a Sagittarius or Libra or a Scorpio. Mm-hmm. They've blocked their communication or connection with the spiritual realm. The third eye is blind. Somebody's getting ready to go home. Somebody's being called home. Can you give me some more on this? She said no. She said what? Tarot. All right. She said use tarot. Okay. So somebody's headed towards those pearly gates, and like I said, I put hospital. Might be a brother involved, but there is a Libra, a Scorpio. Also involved, somebody is blocked off from communication and not recognizing the sign of synchronicity that's ahead of them. Third eye awareness, somebody's going home, somebody's gonna pass away. That seven of wands, somebody was putting in a lot of daggone work here. Somebody's putting in a lot of work, possibly to stay above water. Trying to protect themselves. We had the Five of Cups in reverse. Oh, I cannot stand this card. But is it the Five of Cups in reverse is somebody that is content with themselves and at peace. They no longer want to fight. They no longer want to fight this situation. They're willing to just let go and go head home. So somebody's fighting a situation, possibly dealing with an illness or something. They're in and out of the hospital, or they were in the hospital, and they don't want to fight anymore. They want to go home. They're going home. You have the King. Yeah. The King. You got the King of Wands. Somebody that's very demanding and controlling. Somebody that's been fighting. Fighting hard. But they're not paying attention to the synchronicities that's in front of them. So they're basically trying to stop from going home. But then I also got that someone is tired of fighting. They're tired of fighting. They're done with this mess. And they'd rather just go home. Okay? Yeah. Time is running out for somebody. And somebody's going home. Alright, so this is what I have here. Time is running out for somebody. Somebody is on their way home. Their eye was blocked. They are not paying attention to the synchronicities. They are not communicating telepathically with whatever, whoever, your ancestors, your spirit guide, or God himself. And they've been fighting. They've been fighting, trying to protect themselves from whatever it is that's supposed to be coming in. Possibly the fact that they are in the hospital or going to the hospital. They've been fighting and fighting and fighting. And apparently, somebody's on their way out of here, headed towards the pearl gates. We got a Libra, we got Scorpio, we got Leo. Yeah, somebody's time has run out, and it's time for them to go. There's no use to fighting no more, because basically it's time for them to go. It's what it is. So that's what I got for reading number two. Hope it helps. Deuces.